Is your back aching severely, or are you not able to wear your favorite type of dress due to the size of your breast? Well, some good news for you. The Plastic Aesthetic Burns and Hand Surgery Unit of the Komfanoti Teaching Hospital in Kumasi is organizing special breast reduction and corrective surgical services for patients with body surface deformities. According to a plastic surgeon at the surgery directorate of the hospital, Dr. Hineba Danso, people with excessive breast and deformities on the neck, face, chest, arms, legs and feet will be attended to during the special clinic. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Danso said the clinic has been scheduled for this week and next week to expand access to specialized plastic and aesthetic surgeries to members of the public, especially those with injuries and body face abnormalities.
We are a team of plastic surgeons in Komfanoti as part of the unit within the bigger department of surgery. One of our objectives is actually to make the Ghanaian population realize the use of plastic surgery in the solution for their health problems. So from time to time, we organize this kind of workshop or outreach for which we actually get more patients who have problems that we think plastic surgery can solve for them to come forward, and then we can actually assess them and advise what they can do, assess them and go forward to do surgeries where there's a need. So this is one of such programs that we have organized in the past, and this year, this is the second one we are doing and the last for the year.
Will this service be free?
No, that should be very, very clear. There is no service that is free. Really, because for all the facilities that we use within the hospital, someone has got to pay for it. So what has happened is that those who have national health insurance schemes, you know, for plastic surgery services, it is quite broad. And those areas that covers, let's say, cosmetic surgery, that covers beauty surgery aspects, where the national health insurance doesn't pay for it, then the clients will have to bear the cost themselves. In the services that are covered by the health insurance scheme, the health insurance will pay for it. And areas that could also be co-payments, where the health insurance scheme will cover part of the cost and the rest will be borne by the beneficiaries.
What is your target group and how many people are you expecting?
You know, for plastic surgery, we say that the target is patients who have abnormalities from head to toe on the external part of the body. That is to say that patients who have congenital abnormalities, that is people who are born with abnormalities that they want to be corrected, and patients who have acquired abnormalities like those who have suffered from burns, those who have had accidents, wounds, and people who have had disfigurements in one way or the other from other injuries.
Are there any advantages with women with very big breasts?
Oh yeah, so many. Cosmetically, you know, when your breast is so huge, it affects the way you dress. There are certain uniforms or attire that you cannot put on very conveniently. There are others who also suffer physical problems in terms of backache, and some have neck pains and the rest, because if the breasts actually become excessively huge, they tend to weigh on your shoulders and on your back. So there are quite a number of disadvantages with huge breasts. Unless your breasts are actually big enough to match your stature, otherwise you may need to do something about it.
That was a plastic surgeon at the surgery directorate of the Komfanoti Teaching Hospital, Dr. Hineba Danso.